This is the Break the Cycle of Trust Issues sessions. You're listening to session 5. When you are trying to understand why you feel distrusting, the question that you need to ask yourself is, where does the distrust come from? Is it knowledge, so external evidence, the ability to compare what you're experiencing against knowledge of this behavior or type of situation, or is it internal? So internal knowledge, also known as intuition and gut instincts, or your insecurity about trusting again. So for example, you go on a few dates with someone whose company you enjoy, but on the fifth date, you're left feeling very uncomfortable when they make a sharp critical comment that is inappropriate. They're also quite mean about their ex, and you felt pressured about when you were going to be intimate. 1. I wouldn't trust someone who would speak to you in that manner on a fifth date. 2. I'd run it through my system and compare it with knowledge of this type of behavior and also compare it against what I know about me. Am I being, air quotes, oversensitive because I never liked criticism from my mother, or was it an inappropriate comment? It was inappropriate. They don't know me, but the manner in which it was said was also mean. 3. When I put it together with the comment about the ex and the dark undertones about sex, my spidey sense says, I've had some fun, but I don't want to proceed. They're not the person for me. 4. I've been in a few of these situations. I know where this is headed. Now, I can either make this about me and roll myself out like a doormat for someone who I didn't even know 5 dates ago and still don't, or I can recognize this as character unfolding and leave him to, well, jog on. 1 and 2 happen in a matter of seconds. So this is where you recognize that you wouldn't trust someone who would speak to you in that manner on a fifth date, and where you can quickly run it against, you know, run it through your system and compare it with knowledge of that type of behavior. Think of these as examples of how negative associations can be extremely useful. In those moments, your mental filing system, so your subconscious, has checked to see what it has stored about this type of interaction, and it has offered up some form of discomfort to alert you. By becoming more conscious in interactions, you're now training your mind to recognize inappropriate behavior for what it is, allowing you to recognize and honor your feelings from a place of love, care, trust, and respect. 3 and 4 will follow in the seconds, minutes, hours, etc. after the date. So to recap, 3 was when you put together the comment about the ex and the dark undertones about sex, your spidey sense goes, I've had some fun, but I don't want to proceed. 4 would be recognizing that you've been in a few of these situations and sensing where it was headed and recognizing that you don't know the person. And so that's, it's okay to basically walk away. Here's what you don't do in this situation. You don't bust your own boundaries by disregarding this information under any circumstances. Even if you gave the person another chance with your trust account on pause or with a debit taken out, you would then match their subsequent behavior and how you feel with the original experience and make a judgment call. So it would be like, yes, I was right, or yes, I was right, but it seems okay at the moment, but I will pay attention. Having a level of vigilance here is okay because you have received a warning, so your discomfort and their actions. If you were wrong, then it will show itself over time and you will learn from it. Note, discomfort will not be cancelled out by one or a few good dates, so you need to be prepared to show up so that you can proceed from a conscious, aware, and present place. If it feels as if the thought of you still being right about what you've acknowledged in a few weeks or even months' time is too much for you to bear, well, you have your answer. Because if you recognize something right now and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, if I recognize this in 6 months' time, I would completely fall apart and I'd be bereft. But you have your answer. You clearly know that something is very wrong and it's time to walk away. You might be thinking about proceeding because you're hoping that maybe if you proceed forward, that something will come along to change it and a sort of a fantasy will come true. But if what you know right now would devastate you again in 6 months' time, well, you know what you need to do. The likelihood is that you have rationalized what you've experienced because you know what you need to do, but are afraid of doing so. And this is okay. You're only human, but use awareness that you wouldn't like what you've already experienced to come up again in the future as a sign that at the very least, you need to step back. Remain as you are, so do not change you in response to a trust account flag. To be clear, do not change who you are as a person and turn into a doormat or do something that busts your boundaries. Don't commit to something unless your trust levels have significantly increased from 70%, so what you started out with, and it's based on consistent evidence over time. If you commit when you have doubt, then it's a dodgy commitment that busts your own boundaries and potentially even crosses theirs as well. Listen to where discomfort or feeling distrusting comes from. If it really is insecurity, this is fine. You're only human and you're being called upon to reassure you or take some form of action so that you can get grounded by taking care of you. Your insecurity might signal that you actually need to slow down or be mindful and stick to the present instead of worrying about what isn't happening or trying to anticipate what's next. Remaining in the present instead of your imagination is where you will build trust. Evaluate for any influencing factors. Let's be real. When you've had a number of challenging experiences, trust doesn't come easy. That said, you still have to trust on merit. And in fact, you still have to distrust on merit as well. This means that if you are influenced by other factors, acknowledge them. It could be your health. It might be another issue that you're encountering with someone else. It could be the past. It could be fears about starting over. It might be an upcoming birthday or anniversary making you nervous or sad. It might be your ex tippy-tapping on your door and putting you to the test. It might be hormones. It might be a disposition to be anxious. Listen to how you feel about these and evaluate what, if any, influence they are having on your trust levels. But remember, if you separate these circumstances from what you're distrusting, would you still feel uncomfortable? Would that concern still remain? For example, it's all very well going. It's a year since my father passed away, and it reminds me of a lot of bad things in my life. But what has that got to do with somebody disrespecting you? Stick to merit. Yes, familiarity gives you a clue. But the truth is, a situation or a person can F up and show you who and what they are without your past influencing it. Focus on facing forwards and stop saying, but my ex did such and such, or my father such and such, and look at what is going on now. Don't form baseless conclusions. Don't go, they're doing such and such, so this means whatever about me. And don't isolate you. If you're feeling isolated by your trust issues, you're becoming a prisoner of your own doubt. What is the worst that could happen if, for instance, you trust someone to hang out with them a few times? Think about it for 30 seconds to a minute and imagine it. Is the worst even realistic? Is it even that bad? Can you imagine getting past it? The worst that's going to happen if you go on a few dates and it doesn't work out is that you have to start over and date someone else who could lead to a better relationship. Boom. The alternative is never to try again and feel miserable at home because you closed yourself off. It's a disproportionate response. Make sure that when you listen to your gut, it's your voice. Your gut doesn't sound like your inner critic or a swirling pool of every dodgy thing that people have said to you. Your inner voice, your intuition, your gut, whatever you want to call it, is not concerned with trying to predict the future or slapping you in the face with the past. It's only concerned with what is, and it won't shame, belittle, berate, or depress you. Keep in mind that the inner critic and ego are rather clever. And so if you become attuned to picking up criticism, it might get pitched as help and support. But also remember that your inner voice is not there to tell you everything you want to hear. If your gut screams that you're out of alignment, that this isn't the personal situation for you, it's not trying to pee on your parade or F up your life. It's trying to help you move on to something better, to be who you really are, to become more of who you really are. Watch out for stubbornness. Sometimes, despite all of the information that we have in our head or what's right in front of us, we go ahead anyway. We proceed despite compelling reasons that suggest that we should, well, change tack. This is where we don't listen to ourselves and where we make split-second decisions in a quest to get something that ends up coming back to haunt us further down the line. In these situations, it's not that your intuition has failed you. It hasn't. If you opt to make a choice, whether it's because you did it with the best of the information you thought you had at the time, you misinterpreted it, or you decided to go another way, that's a choice. You're not being set up to fail, and you will learn from every experience. My daughters sometimes insist that they want to have or do something, and sometimes I have to let them see for themselves. I am still there, I'm still supporting, but I'm also allowing them to think, feel, and act for themselves so that they can learn. Over time, when I pipe up with my words of caution, because they've had the opportunity to try things, they've not only learned from those experiences and so can make judgments, but they're also open to hearing from me. It's exactly the same relationship that you have with you and your intuition. Now, you can be with you or against you. If you accept that whatever happens, you will learn and you will be okay, even if it doesn't seem like it at the time, you can breathe out a bit. You can move on from the past. Stop expecting the worst. Beliefs and habits will have you choosing people in situations that reflect this, so that reflect the worst. Breathe. I learned this several years ago as I discovered that I tense up when I'm stressed or in the throes of being super suspicious. Breathe in and out through your nose if you can. You know, those yoga breaths. You can do that in through your nose, out through your mouth, or even better, do it where you can feel your belly moving up and down with the breaths. Take very deep breaths and exhale slowly. It helps to calm you. Being tense is only going to increase anxiety. Breathe and you'll be able to think and see more clearly instead of responding to tension. Thank you for joining me for the Break the Cycle of Trust Issues sessions. Take care of you.